Welcome to Module 3 of the Awaken Your Light online course. Today we're going to look at letting go and allowing more flow. Sounds really, really nice to be able to let go and allow more flow into your life, but I have to say, for me, this is probably one of the hardest parts that I suffer with, and I definitely know for most of us it can be something that's quite difficult. There is the saying, what resists persists, okay? So something that we really don't want to happen, we end up actually seeing it crop up in our life again and again and again. And we're like, why is this happening again? Have I not done enough work on this? Have I not given it enough attention? And that is exactly what we're doing wrong. So I'll give you an example of what I actually learned around this recently as well. So this isn't a financial example that I heard of, and I just thought it was brilliant. And before I go into obviously explaining a bit more, we'll just start with this. So the example was of somebody who might want to win the lotto. Okay, so they go, and I know some people like this, they're like, oh, I'll hit the number. I have one person in my life who says, I'll hit the number this weekend. And when I hit the number this weekend, I'm going to be able to buy the property I want and set up the business that I want, and I'm going to be able to move country. This is actually something that somebody in my life talks about. So therefore, I'm just going to use this, okay? So if I win the lotto, okay, I am going to move country, buy a property, and after I do all of that, I'm going to set up my business. Now, the business, for example, is really good because this business is something that I'm really passionate about, but I just need the money for it, okay? Let's just use this. So they go along and they're like, I'll play the lotto. But what they've actually done there is they are blocking every single avenue of other income stream to come into their life. They are so fixated on this one element of income coming in that the more energy they're putting into it, okay, the more they're not getting out of it. So let us go back to when we're told to, okay, visualize something. Visualize something that you want. So let me just say, I'm going to visualize myself. I'm going to use my weight as an example as well. Again, you'd be sick listening to me talking about this. So the weight part. So my weight, I'm going to visualize myself as a size 10. I'm going to be perfect. I'm going to look amazing. I'm going to look great. I feel it. I see it. I hear it. Everything. Okay. And it's all wonderful. And I believe that the only way that I'm going to be able to lose weight is by doing what I did before, which is eating 500 calories a day of no dairy, no wheat, no gluten, and no sugar. Okay. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to get focused and off I go. And I believe that's the only way that I can do it and maybe walk. So I go out and I set my day and I say, okay, off I go. Now I'm going to eat this and I'm going to eat this and I'm going to eat this and I can't do that and I can't do that and I can't do that. I have absolutely blocked any other avenue of weight loss to come in. Maybe I just need to cut back on some of the foods. I'm restricting myself so much in the belief that I can only lose the weight this way, when actually a different method might be much, much better for me. But then I find myself actually not enjoying the process. So as a little bit of this resistance comes up in me that I go, God, like, this is really difficult, and it doesn't seem to be working maybe as quick as it worked before, but I can only do this and I can only do this. And all of a sudden, the weight just doesn't shift at all because emotionally nearly I'm stopping it from happening. So I am resisting really any other method of weight loss. I am giving my energy to weight loss, which is in essence focusing on the fact that I have weight. Okay, so I'm trying to not focus on the fact that I have weight and focus on losing weight, but actually the focus on losing weight comes because I have weight. So I keep trying to resist the element and the reason that I have weight, and that is my resistance, because why I have weight is actually, like I explained earlier on, it's actually coming back to an emotional issue that I'm trying to sort out. So if I sorted out that emotional issue, then we'd all be happy days here. So I'm resisting the real reasons for the weight loss, and I'm resisting all of that, and it's going to keep persisting. So I could run a 10-mile hike and something emotional in me isn't shifting. I hope that makes sense. So for example, with the lotto, they've gone, I will move country, move property, and move and get my new business set up when I win the lotto. They are ruling out an inheritance coming in. They're ruling out maybe setting up their business and creating the stream of income that will allow them to move country and allow them to move property. They are resisting any other element that the universe wants to bring in. What I also learned around this is that And I have to say, the reason I really wanted to teach this is I've been talking about letting go and allow more flow for probably the last 3 years, talking about, you know, putting your focus into visualizing where you want to be, and I suppose letting go of the how part. Some people will say, and if you read things like The Secret or anything like that, you know, any law of attraction books, they'll say, just put it out there and whatever. And I don't believe that works in its entirety. I actually find The Secret good in some parts. But what I find with that is that we're all coming from a different emotional place. So, like, for example, with my weight, I'm not going to be able to actually go and lose weight if I believe that there's only one method for me to do it, okay? And I'm actually resisting that method. But I also mightn't even lose weight if I don't feel good enough about myself and I don't feel I believe that I deserve to lose the weight. I'll probably hold on to it, which I just talked about earlier on. So you might have a different approach to weight loss than I would. So it might work for you and it won't work for me. So what we need to get down to is actually the emotions. Our emotions are what's triggering a lot of things. They come from our thoughts and our beliefs. They create it into the emotional part. So it'd be very important here to look at the emotion behind it. And that's how we can start to see we can let go a little bit. We can allow things to come in because we're dealing with the core issue at hand. Okay. So what I want you to do now before I move on about this, and I do hope this is making sense to you, is to write down areas of your life that you have resistance to changing, okay? So you want to change them, but there's some resistance, whether it's you're procrastinating, whether you just don't fucking feel like doing it, whatever it is, okay? You're resisting. Again, it's kind of like that thing when someone says to me, oh, like, I'm going to go to the gym and that's going to look after me. You know, someone, like another client might have issues with weight loss and they might say, and I'll say, okay, and they'll talk to me about it, and I'll say, well, what would you like to do? Well, I've joined the gym. And I go, that's great. Now, how many times in the last year did you go to the gym? Well, twice. So they're resistant to it because they don't like it, okay? So what areas you've got resistance to, what areas you feel are actually, would persist, so what areas are coming up in a negative way over and over again? It's quite similar to what came up in the first part of module one. So you want to look at all of that, okay? And then what I want you to do here is, I want you then to just look at those and look at the emotion. Again, we're coming back to this. How does this make you feel? Okay, so that's what I just want you to do with the first part. The second part then is what I want you to do is, so now we know what you're resisting. We know how it makes you feel. You might even have an idea of why you're resisting that as well. But you want these areas to change. So if we go back to the issue around the lotto. When I win the lotto, I will set up my business, buy property and move country. Okay, so let's take out, if I win the lotto out of that, this person wants to move country, buy property and get their business. Now, why is that not happening for them now? It could be coming back to not feeling good about themselves, not feeling confident or something like that. So what we're going to get them to do is to spend time working on their confidence and working on feeling good enough. Because that's what we need to do, okay? So that's one element, and this is around the emotions. Second thing we're going to get them to do is visualize where they want to be, okay? So you're going to visualize your goal. Visualize yourself achieving your goal here, okay? This is important. So I am now going to use my weight one, for example. So I recognize the emotion around my weight, okay, is that I don't feel good enough about myself. So to counteract that, what I am doing, which I am actually doing presently, is I'm attending somebody that does cranial sacral therapy on me. And they're getting very deep down into the emotional part of me. So I know that that's actually in order, okay? What I've also recognised is, since I don't feel good enough about myself, I've recognised that because I don't feel good enough about myself, I don't treat myself properly. So now I'm saying, okay, I get where that emotional need is coming from. So if I treat myself properly, if I go to bed on time, if I'm around positive people, for example, okay, and we're going to talk about this more in the next module, well, therefore, kind of that emotional need is being met, and I'm finding myself not even as hungry as much, without even putting, like, active diet in, if you want to call it that, okay? Because the need is being met over there. So now I'm doing that, and I can visualize myself at my size 12, okay, or my size 10, and I need then, number 3, is to take inspired action. because it has to be action that feels good to you. So I will use, I hate the gym. I've never liked gyms. Even when I was really fit and sporty, I never liked the gym. I always like to be outside doing something, you know, like walking or something like that. So what I would say there is my action needs to be, I need to exercise more, but I don't like the gym, so I'm not going to do that. I like going for a walk. I actually like spending time with my friends as well, but I don't get to see them much because we're all so busy with work. So why don't I meet my friend for a walk? Why don't I meet a different friend every night of the week for a walk? Okay? So now I'm going to take inspired action that feels good to me. So what I'm doing is I see the goal, I'm taking action that actually feels, meet my friend for a walk, fabulous. But it's now coming into the part that's going to help me around my life, okay? And all of a sudden, I can let it go. Do you see? I can let go the resistance to the weight loss. I can let go the resistance here to change, because the process of getting to that is really good to me. The emotional need in that process is now being looked after. And I'm on my way to my goal, okay? So you can use this for anything that comes in around your life, okay? So be it that you want to set up a business or get a new job, let's say, okay? And the resistance around it is you want to do something different, but you fear that you're not going to be good at it. Now we need you to figure out why you don't feel good enough in yourself in general. Is this something? It will be a past experience. Is it a childhood experience? Is it a previous job experience, okay? Figure out what that was. Somebody may have bullied you. And you haven't dealt with the issues of being bullied. So that might be something. You might have been bullied in a previous job. You might have been bullied as a child. So take some action of something that you'd like to do. And this is important here. I talked about, I'm going for cranial sacral therapy for my emotional stuff. Someone else mightn't like that at all. So healing in a different way might work. Counseling might work. You've got to even at that point do something that feels good. Then you're going to visualize yourself in the exact place that you want to be. You see yourself there. That is what you want. And that's why if at this point you haven't sent me on your email about your personalized guide to visualization, which is you achieving a goal, which I will record for you, okay? Please get in touch with me about that if you haven't already, because it's important as a help to hear that. Hear that in your mind will help you create that picture more, okay? And then what we're going to do then is you get your goal and you visualize it and you take action to get to that goal. Like I was saying, I can walk with friends. And then you will be at that goal before you even know it. But what you've done there is you've let go of the resistance because you're dealing with the emotional need, okay? And you're allowing more flow because you're taking inspired action. So it's action that feels good to you. And all of a sudden, that sun we talked about in module one, which is you, the clouds of resistance aren't over it. The clouds of, oh, I don't want to go to the gym, or oh God, I don't want to like go for that interview, or oh God, I don't want to do that online dating. The clouds are gone. You're like, let's go. I really want to enjoy that. I really want to do that. I have somebody actually in my life at the moment who's single and who'd like to meet somebody. And we've talked about online dating and they're like, I just don't want to do it. And I'm like, well, maybe if you want to give it a try. And they're like, no, I just don't want to do it. And I'm like, well, then fine, don't do it. Because if you go towards the online dating with that attitude, you won't actually enjoy the process. Take inspired action. That person really likes sports, so maybe join a sports club with people your age where, you know, there's going to be men or whatever it is. But then you're doing something you enjoy, so flow comes into your life because joy is there. And you're letting go because you're dealing with the emotional need that has created the situation in the first place. Every situation in our outside life has been created by what we are feeling inside, okay, within our control. People being sick, people's actions towards us, things like that, okay? Like, that's other people's stuff. People passing over, that's not in your control. But you definitely can deal with the emotional need around those situations to be better able to deal with it, and that they go in a more smoother way for you, okay? So, this is a much shorter audio today. And the reason for that is just because you've actually a lot of work to do here in your process. And also, this is more of an action-based thing, okay? So you, for the next 30 days, again, I want you to do the workbook stuff that you're going to do, and I want you to start moving into visualizing around that. Come back at me with some feedback after this of just how you've started doing it. So it's a different way of, like, the law of attraction, but it's a better way. I have to say, I started this practice back in around October. And it was just, the stuff I've achieved over the last 4 months has been phenomenal. I haven't got to like where I want to be, say, with my weight. I've actually done it with a few other things. And also it's been brilliant. Like, so much so that I'll just think of something and then I'll go and do it. And it just happens perfectly as I want it to happen. And it, without kind of going into stuff that might be a bit out there, you're tapping into something higher than you. You know, you're using your higher self, but you're not sitting back. Some people think letting go is, I'll hand it up to something bigger. I'll hand it up to the universe. And you're waiting for the universe to provide it. Sure, the universe can't provide things if you don't take action. You've got to take action, but it's got to be inspired action. So enjoy your inspired, action-filled month ahead. And I look forward to talking to you in module 4. Have a good day.